Power Rangers.
Go, go, Power Rangers!
It's Morphin time.
For justice we fight, with Beast Morphin Light. Together we rise. Go, go, Power Rangers! Go, go, Power Rangers!
Go, Beast Morphers!
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the 14th episode of Ranger Chronicles. I am your host, Charlie Niemeyer, and this week we are taking a break from the world of Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, and we're jumping into the world of Beast Morphers. That's right, I'm going to be recording commentaries for the new episodes as they become available on, well, basically on TV. Now, you have to forgive me, but I'm just playing it from my TV, and I'm going to commentate as I watch it. I watched it once, so I kind of know what's going to happen, but I thought it'd be fun to go ahead and do commentaries for these as they come out, and that way I'm keeping up with the new stuff while I'm also going through the old stuff. So let's get started. I am currently got my TV paused. I'm at a spot where SpongeBob's getting ready to end. This is very much like when I did the commentary for the 25th anniversary special. SpongeBob's on before, SpongeBob's on after. They just throw Power Rangers in the middle, just for giggles. So I'm going to start the episode right now. Oh, here we go. Beasts Unleashed. Just a big cold open. Music's by a different person. Matt McGuire. Coral Harbor. Okay, that's the name of their show. Or the town. That's cool. You know, the whole... Oh, wait a minute. Oh, the gym! This has this... Maybe it's just because of me on doing Mighty Morphin. This has a very big juice bar feel. They all have black belts on. Oh, there's some purple belts. And he's got a brown belt. That's Devin. He's our Red Ranger, eventually. Ooh. Okay. This blonde guy. He's bringing this on himself. I think we can already see which one of these guys is doing better than the other. Ooh, did he get hit there? Whoa. Ooh. Oh yeah, Blaze, duh. He's one of the actors we knew about. Ooh. Uh-oh, Devin's in trouble. Hey, Dad. Hey, Daddy. It's one way to embarrass your child. I'm not a fan of this Blaze guy at all. Cleaning carpets, and the mayor had to pull strings for a carpet cleaning job. I like the filming on this episode so far. He's not even listening. You don't see too much Power Ranger stuff inside a limo, number one. And number two, I don't know, something about the filming just looks different. Granted, it could be because I'm not watching the HD version, but I'm watching the SD version on an HD TV. This whole tapping in the morphing grid thing. It seems like you're on the wrong side of one of those development deals. You know how they always have those development deals where they want to tear down a forest to build up some condos, and the episode is always about, we got to preserve it. I feel like this is what happens after they've built the condos. That kind of story. I could be wrong. That's the vibe I'm getting from the whole thing. So Devin has taken a picture of his dad's visitor badge. I have a feeling we're going to get some Hollywood trickery. Now see, I didn't think she'd be in a comedic role. Oh, and they have funny music, so we got our Balkan Skull folks. She is very short. Oh! The body scan tickles. Yeah, I don't think that would work. Fortunately, they do kind of explain around it, because he uses the badge and it looks like she's going to take him in without using his badge. Well, there's Zoe, our Yellow Ranger. Soon. Morphex powered bicycles. I think the next episode is supposed to be about her talking about Morphex powered bicycles. Aw, she's impressing the mayor. I mean, she's in laundry, but she's impressing the mayor. That's pretty good. Isn't that the ooze from the Turtles movies? Oh. Really? See, this is the part that makes it sound like they're on the bad guy side of the story. Apparently, Sledge made enough of a name of himself when he appeared for a short time during Ninja Steel in this dimension that I guess he's known. Since technically Dino Charge is in a different dimension. Yep, that's believable. I wear a lab jacket and jeans. Mm-hmm. I like how they were still able to figure out a way to use the GoBuster logo. Now, see, I kind of like the theme song. It does sound like Beast Morphin Light, but according to Jason Bischoff, that is Beast Morphin Might. I like the song, but I think with the robot voice, it kind of gives you a Transformers vibe, which isn't a bad thing, but it's kind of ironic considering Hasbro also owns Transformers. Now, we're on a commercial break, and I'm not going to sit here and fast forward, so I guess we can review on what we've looked at so far. So far, we've had a gym that reminds you of the juice bar. We've had mentions of Rita Repulsa and Sledge and Galvanax. So Galvanax would have been our previous villain, obviously. Rita was the first one. And then we get Sledge because that was a recent popular one, even though he's supposed to be in a different dimension. So that's cool. We have met all of our Rangers, whether we know it or not. Both the good guys and the bad guys. And we realize that the Red Ranger has daddy issues. So far, so good. I'm liking it. I'm very impressed. The acting is good. The filming is good. And I'm not much of a... to pay attention to the filming direction, but I figure if I'm going to be doing this, I probably should. And I really wish I was fast-forwarding through the commercials. I didn't know McDonald's had Teen Titans toys, though. That's pretty cool. Clean skin's always important. This is when it'd be good if I had like a co-host to talk to about what we were doing. But I don't have that kind of time, or it's hard to set up a schedule because I had a hard enough time trying to get time to record today thanks to my children not taking a nap when they were supposed to. Oh, Captain Marvel, she looks like she's going to almost look like a kind of morpher. That's interesting. Avocado? I've seen these at the stores. I thought they were like yogurt, but cups. Alright, I have skipped ahead a little bit. I hope you're not following along too much. Okay, we're back to the show. Devin may have been found out, but... ooh, he gets to go to the Morphin Lab, and they're running behind. Oh, that's not good. Looks like he's just got some cleaning stuff. Whoa, look at all the lights. This looks expensive. And there's our three Ranger candidates. And he can't leave because Dad just showed up. Oh, mutating people into the Power Rangers. Okay. Sounds how very Disney era. Does that mean that they will have these powers when they're not morphed? Ooh, they're all so shiny. Whoa, those are huge. Morphex keys didn't look that big at the... Uh-oh. This doesn't look good. Ew, purple. Back to green. I do like the fact that they are making sure to introduce the transporters and that they use similar effects from the original show. The Sentai, I mean. Okay, I have to say the acting and the music are very good so far. Oh! Holy crow! Oops, you're found out. I sense that there will be an episode in the future where where Blaze and is gonna. Oh, well, I'm getting ahead of myself here. Don't you hate it when the good guy's trying to help people, no one listens, and it's going to lead to problems? This was actually all part of a clip from the point where he gets surprised by the snake to this part about here where he's locked up. This is pretty much one of the clips that they released yesterday, or Friday, the 1st of March. Aww, uh-oh. Oxy, we talked about this. We can't be together, not anymore. We both knew the rules when we were chosen. Rangers can't date Rangers. Aww. You said that rule was silly. It is. It's kind of silly, yeah. Please don't make this any tougher than it already is. Oh, he has his morpher. So interesting. So Blaze is supposed to be the Red Ranger, even though he won't be. And Roxy's supposed to be the Yellow Ranger, even though she won't be. So what I was saying earlier, since it's been revealed that they apparently were supposed to be red and yellow, I have a feeling at some point, whatever happens, Blaze will end up coming back and taking over as Red, and we'll find out he's just not as good at it as Devin. Kind of like when Wes came back in Time Force. No, not Wes. Alex? I have a feeling it would take a lot of problems, a lot of trouble, and there'd be a lot of government hoopla dealing with this if this was real, the real world. I like the base, though. She's being set up as the commander, like in Beast Morphers, having her little chair. Okay, here goes the Morphex. I'm going to turn them into Rangers. Uh-oh. Trouble. The kid told you. Devin told you. Ooh. I'm sorry, but that snake on the screens kind of reminds me of, from, like, Beast Wars Transformers. Okay, so I'm liking it so far. Still. Let's fast forward a little bit here. Skip ahead. So you don't want me talking about commercials and trying to... Oop. Well, the virus is coming through, and they don't appear to know about it. Oh, troubles. Uh-oh. Hey, his door opened. Remember that sound effect from the $6 Million Man? If anyone remembers that show. That would have been great right there. Oh. No, she's not. She solves them, that's right. Go, Zoe. Okay, I'm sorry. These guys are actually kind of funny. Oh. You know, it's funny because I thought that the girl, Christina Ho, I thought she was actually going to be the villainous. Oh, that's different. So he's a duplicate of Blaze. not the actual Blaze. Interesting, though, that they are bringing this in the first episode, because this suit doesn't actually show up in the Sentai until near the very end. Nope, I'm fine. I'm just trespassing. Okay, that was awkward, but otherwise we're good. Oh, she gets copied too. So she becomes the yellow escape. Okay. Ooh, good shot for someone with no training. There we go. Zoe taking out the yellow escape. Oh, I can't think of the name right now. So the Red Ranger stuff seems to have been corrupted, and instead of getting a cheetah, it's a snake. That makes sense. Except that he's going to get... Well, we'll talk about that later. I like the special effect they keep throwing on the... Blaze and Roxy. Ow. Like their transformation isn't quite complete or something? Or just to remind you that they're a computer program? Ooh. Ow, that had to hurt. The action scenes are doing pretty good here. Oh, set up nice. Desperate times call for desperate measures. Breaks the things. Okay. Oh, so it's this kid's idea that they become the Rangers? Not bad. And you can't take it back now. Okay. So for now, the Blue Ranger will take the lead because he's the one with the training. That kind of makes sense. Ooh. Trying to remember how much of the cheetah thing matches up with the Sentai. I should have gone back and watched some of it. The suits look really good. I mean, they're probably fairly warm, but they look good. Yes, all right. They don't know their names yet, so they just got to go by the colors. I like it. Now, something to keep in mind is this is the first episode, so it'll be interesting to see how well some of these special effects hold up in future episodes. Nice. Them and part of the lab floor appear to have been sent away somewhere. You saved the day, dude! Wow, helmetless ranger shots for everyone this episode. Nice. Meanwhile, Blaze and Roxy are still asleep on the floor. My little girl was watching this with me. She's like, Daddy, is Roxy dead? And I'm like, sweetie, this is Power Rangers. That doesn't usually happen too often. She appears to just be asleep. All right, so he's going to be dealing with that this whole time. Interesting. Wonder how that's going to play now that Roxy has an evil twin.
Thank you.
Now they know their names. Destroy their avatars.
Even though I've sent their avatars to a different dimension, they're intelligent. They'll find a way back here. That's why we had the three of you. The power.
She seems to be a little more confident in the fact that only one of these guys has been trained. Oh, mom. That's nice. You don't get too many moms since Mighty Morphin. We're stuck with you. We are basically stuck with you now.
Roxy should be here to protect the city herself. But, no, she can. I'm proud to take her place.
Good job, Zoe.
This isn't what I expected when I woke up this morning. But it is pretty cool. Whatever I can do, I'm in.
Very good. You have a lot to learn.
Take
them to the battle simulator and teach them.
Oh, hey, that's what Devin wanted in the first place. Hey, all spark. Nice. Ugh. Ooh, in the trailer again. Yes. The having to use a key to use the morphers kind of growing on me. Kind of just seems to be an extra toy to add in. But, whatever. Okay, so, overall, I thought that was a lot of fun. I like the new characters. It was a great introduction to everybody. They get the powers in a somewhat believable way. It was kind of just perfect timing that they just happened to be pushed and backed up into the three different morphing cells. Although it does mean that at any time, either any of them could have been different Rangers. And despite the fact that he'd been training to be the Blue Ranger, Ravi could easily have been the Jackrabbit. So there's something to think about. All right, well, thank you all for listening, and I will talk to you next time. Tuesday is the next episode where we go back to Mighty Morphin, and I will see you then. Thank you for listening to Ranger Chronicles. Feedback for the show can be sent to prchronicles@gmail.com, or feel free to leave a comment at the show's posting at powerrangerchronicles.com. All images and music heard on the show are copyright their respective holders and are meant to help celebrate the Power Rangers. No infringement is intended. Power Rangers is copyright Hasbro Entertainment. This show is dedicated to all the men and women both in front of the camera and behind the scenes who have worked to bring us Power Rangers for over 25 years. Ranger Chronicles is a proud member of the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Network. Please be sure to stop by twotruefreaks.com to check out more great shows. Thanks again for listening, and good night.